8000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Riverside at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're always delighted to have you on board as we face the issues. It's my joy and delight and pleasure each and every day to bring you what I would simply call issues, deal with them in such a way that we can understand what God is doing in eschatological, biblical, prophetic future and where we're going as a nation and where we're going as a world. I don't know about you, but as I notice what is happening in the world today, it seems that it's in a state of confusion, chaos, potential calamity on every hand. Have you noticed that? Have you considered the cause and what the effect is? The cause and effect always is part of the equation that we need to look at. It would appear that there's nothing that's in control, and everything is out of control. Look at the Middle East. Look at Russia and Ukraine. Look at North Korea. Look at what is happening in China. Look at what's happening with Iran and the way that the Biden administration is responding to the perpetrator of terrorism around the world. What's causing it? Who's in charge? Who sits in the Oval Office? Is that person that sits in the Oval Office, is he really in charge of what we see taking place today? That's my question. That's the issue. The issue is today, is Joe Biden really in charge? Perhaps you have your insight, your thoughts, your feelings about who's in charge. Love to hear from you as to who you think is really in charge. Is it Biden? Is it his wife? Or is it some other nefarious organization or group that's really running the affairs of America? Love to hear from you today. And lest I forget it, shortly after the monologue, the lines will be open. Your invitation to call 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right there on microphones that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. And as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's God's word that stands. It's God's word that is the underpinning of all that we say and all that we analyze in relationship to where we are and what we're doing. In fact, I go back to Ezekiel 33, and Ezekiel 33 talks about the watchman on the wall. It says, if you see the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. And he goes on to talk about, if you sound the alarm and people hear, you've delivered them, saved them, protected them. And ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of this microphone and broadcast each and every day is to be that watchman on the wall, bringing about to our attention the different nuances of what is called news, but from a central biblicist worldview. What does the Bible say? As we look at the scripture, we see in John 8:31 and 32, Jesus speaking to his disciples says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, the scripture says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. Truth does matter. I'm fascinated yet by a picture of a transport truck out in the state of Oregon. Someone sent me that picture. The back of the truck says, truth matters. And I want you to understand, truth does matter. Regardless of what you think or say, truth really matters. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, if further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And I don't know if you recognize it or not, but if you're in a group of politicians, if you're in a group of theologians, if you're talking about central biblicist truth, or if you're talking about political truth or economic truth, there'll be those that will remonstrate against it and challenge the truth. There's a mindset somehow, some way, that everybody has his or her own version of truth. 55%, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group in America today, have this opinion. They say, and I quote, each person determines their own version of truth. You've heard me say before, at the risk of redundancy, may I say again, a half-truth is a whole lie. And yet we have multitudes today that will bifurcate the truth, tell a portion of the truth. You're fine. I'm not privileged to watch the interview today of Janet Yellen, the one that's in charge of the Secretary of Treasury, the one that's in charge of the money matters in America. She's not in charge. She's the puppet. But when a question is asked of her, this is her second or third round before a House subcommittee, she will generally tiptoe around and give a bifurcation of truth without telling the whole truth, the full truth. I'd love to see that interview today. Won't have the opportunity to. Perhaps you get a chance to read about it tomorrow. But nevertheless, it's a good example. Mayorkas, the head of the DHS, also can tiptoe around the truth. Christopher Wray, the head of our FBI. Merrick Garland, the head of the DOJ. Joe Biden, the puppet president. When questions are asked, they tiptoe around and give a partial truth, a half-truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we need the whole truth today. If at no other time in the history of America, we need the whole truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer and quote his statement, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. When's the last time you were in a battle for truth? When's the last time you took a stand in relationship to truth, regardless of what others around you may have said or may think? I believe it's time that we as Christians take a stand for truth as never before. You'll not find truth on the Communist Network News. You'll not find truth on MSNBC, ABC, CBS, etc., etc. You'll find truth in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I commend it to you. God created the home, He created government, He created the church, and in that order. And anything we discuss from Genesis through Revelation is discussing the Word of God. And it is the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of a homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professionals, whether it's the homeowner brand, landscape, and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time can answer your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find it? There's a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole. with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flag and flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news. Tools for a Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for a Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for a Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for a Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for a Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview. See what God does placing in the family of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. The question is Joe Biden really in charge? We see the chaos, the confusion, and the calamity on every hand. And we're right at this very moment, ladies and gentlemen, we're being told that Joe Biden's decided that he's going to retaliate, go against the thugs that's hit American camps, American bases, American personnel, American soldiers, and about 175 times, with three U.S. soldiers being slaughtered at the hands of Hezbollah, Hamas, and the other proxy puppets for Iran. And he's not hitting Iran. We'll talk about that further in the broadcast today. Should he? Should he be concerned about going against and removing the head of the snake? The snake, ladies and gentlemen, I believe he should. I'm looking at a headline. It says, alarming surveillance. Feds ask banks to search private transactions for terms like MAGA and Trump. It's the same Biden that's supposed to be in charge of the Oval Office, that's supposed to be in charge of protecting the southern border, securing our safety from domestic and outside of American, overseas, how would you say, enemies that would come in to hurt us. The primary responsibility of the president, ladies and gentlemen, is to protect our nation from foreign and domestic terrorists, those that would harm America. Now, if that's the responsibility of the president, my question is Joe Biden in charge? He's the president. Is he in charge? We see no protection of the southern border, and yet we find every American citizen is now viewed as suspect in some fashion. This headline, alarming surveillance. Feds ask banks to search private transactions for terms like MAGA and Trump. Listen to what this article says. The federal investigators ask banks to search and filter customer transactions by using the terms like MAGA, Trump, as a part of the investigation, warning that purchases of religious text, when they say religious text, they're talking about Bibles, could indicate extremism, the House Judiciary Committee revealed Wednesday. Fox News has learned that the committee also obtained documents that indicate officials suggested that banks query transactions with key words like Dick's Sporting Good, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, and much, much more. The House Judiciary Committee and its subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government have been conducting oversight of federal law enforcement receipts of information about American citizens, listen, without any legal process and its engagement with the private sector, end quote. House Judiciary Committee Jim Jordan said the documents obtained by the committee indicate that after January 6, 2021, the Treasury Department Office of Stakeholder Integration and Engagement in the Strategic Operations of the Financial Crime Enforcement Network distributed materials to financial institutions that outlined typologies of various persons of interest and provided the bank with suggested search terms and merchant category codes identifying transactions on behalf of the federal law enforcement. The materials included a document recommending the use of generic terms like Trump, MAGA, payment messages, as well as prior FINCEN analysis of the lone actor, hometown, homegrown, violent extremist indicators. Ladies and gentlemen, this administration, Joe Biden's the puppet head, but this administration has now invaded the privacy of every American citizen. They have gotten the banks, your bank, my bank, it doesn't matter which one, the banks, ladies and gentlemen, now are puppets for the federal government, puppets for the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ. I call them thugs with badges. The banks are now the arms and eyes and ears of the police state thugs to investigate what we buy, where we go, what is sold, what money is spent. And ladies and gentlemen, this is just the beginning, because listen very carefully. The digital currency that's already been authorized, that's already been instituted in some parts of America to be unveiled and introduced nationally in the very near future, through the digital currency, the banks will not have to go through a search process, because the federal government will have access to every penny you spend, every place you go, every mile that you drive, every dollar that you spend and purchase. If you give to the wrong candidate, if you buy the wrong product, you're all of a sudden dinged as being a domestic terrorist or a potential traitor of America. And the federal government can just shut the money off. This article goes on to say, headline, ladies and gentlemen, alarming surveillance. Feds ask banks to search private transactions for terms like MAGA and Trump. According to this analysis, warned federal institutions of extremism, indicators that include transportation charges such as bus tickets, rental cars, plane tickets, or travel areas with no apparent purpose, the purpose of the purchase of books, including religious texts, and subscriptions to other media containing extreme views, this writer says. Further, Jim Jordan, the chairman of the committee, said this kind of pervasive financial surveillance carried out in coordination with and at the request of the federal law enforcement into America's private transactions is alarming and raises serious doubts about the fundamental liberties that we yet have in America. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Jordan is exactly right. With that taking place, there's no such thing as liberties, no such thing as the Fourth Amendment right that secures our privacy, unless the federal government gets a warrant, and in that warrant there must be the specificity of what they're looking for and where they plan on finding it before anything can be searched. But today, with the technology that we have, the federal government's using the pressure tactics on private enterprise, private companies, including social media, big tech platforms, and other platforms that carry our cell telephone calls, our text messages, our emails. Everything that we say, everything that we do is being traced, tracked, with the idea of trying to ding, that's D-I-N-G, ding an American citizen and come up with some kind of charges where we've done something wrong. That's the identification, the definition of a police state. Here's another headline. Coming after you. The DOJ takes targeting of Trump supporters to unnerving levels. The Department of Justice long has put the bullseye on President Donald Trump and those who support him. His advocates are called MAGA extremists, even terrorists. If they also protect abortion, they're targeted for SWAT-style FBI raids. If they challenge false COVID claims, their voices are suppressed on social media. If they doubt the 2020 election because democratic mechanism and things that they're doing with the law, they're insurrectionists. But now documents show that Jack Smith, the special counsel trying to take a case that Trump is a criminal for usurping, as they call it, using, usurping supports to peacefully protest what they and many others viewed as the corrupt 2020 election, has taken the agenda against Trump and all Trump supporters to the next step. He's demanding access to the social media information. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just draw the circle. The federal government is now pushing the banks. The banks are providing all paper trails for any charge cards, anything that you're spending, what you're doing with your money. They're examining where you go, where you shop, what you buy, to determine if you may be an insurrectionist, to determine if we, as a Trump supporter, may be a domestic terrorist. And they're not only doing that, but ladies and gentlemen, they're doing that with social media. Any of the big tech platforms now are arms, hands and legs of the federal government. The federal government cannot do it themselves. They sub it out, if you will, to circumvent the letter of the law in the Constitution. They sub it out to private enterprise, and then private enterprise cannot say no to the federal government and provide them with whatever they want. I'm looking at this same article. It says, as a commentary, the Gateway Pundit charged, they're coming after you. It explained that the DOJ has demanded a list of all Twitter users who retweeted or liked or even mentioned President Trump and a Twitter account. Listen, if you send a tweet out, if you have an email and you forward it, if that forward email or that text message has anything that would indicate that it is about Trump or that your approval of Trump or that there's a recommendation of Trump, then, ladies and gentlemen, you are tagged, targeted, put in the crosshairs of the federal government's aim to destroy. This article further says the report at the Federalist said a newly uncovered document shows court-ordered X, that's former Twitter, to provide a ton of information about Trump accounts, including advertising information, including advertising ID, including ad activity and ad topic preferences, as well as IP addresses used to create or to log in and use the account and privacy and account email settings. Ladies and gentlemen, what does that mean? It means that there's no, you can have an IP address, you can have a account ID, you can have a password, etc. Makes no difference. The federal government now has access to all of that. They can invade what we used to call our privacy. Ladies and gentlemen, privacy is guaranteed in our Bill of Rights, but it's being circumvented by this administration. So the question is Joe Biden smart enough to do that? No, I don't think so. I think he's cognitively challenged. In fact, before he was ever put in the Oval Office, I pointed out on several broadcasts seven reasons that Joe Biden was not qualified to be president of the United States of America. One of those was that he was cognitively depleted and could not be the president of America. But he is. The election was stolen without any equivocation. Now, you're not supposed to say that publicly, you know, in America. I believe there was a fraud that took place. About 63 or 67 cases were filed by Trump and others for the courts to examine it. The courts refused to hear or to review the evidence in any of those cases. And yet the socialist Marxist media continue today to repeat the lie that the courts rejected. The courts said that there was no fraud in the election. Courts never said that. It was never ruled in that fashion. Now, a trickle-down of the battleground states after the election in the past couple of years, 3 or 4 years since Biden has been in office, some of those cases have germinated, come to fruition, and they found in Pennsylvania, they found in some places in Georgia, some places in Arizona, Nevada, that they, in fact, had fraud in the election. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's never been admitted as complete fraud to take over the election. This article further states, says, is the Department of Justice under Joe Biden the most corrupt in U.S. history? A question mark there. It says the report said it wasn't just Trump and Trump's Twitter account that Jack Smith and his cronies are targeting. The special counsel's warrant also sought data on Twitter users who interacted with the former president's account. Among the information Smith sought was a list of every Trump follower, everyone that was unfollowed, everyone that was muted, unmuted, blocked, or unblocked during the course of the investigation. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a pretty broad dragnet to be across America and to put every American citizen under the umbrella of a questionable integrity or honesty or American citizenship. There's the mindset somehow, some way, that that is okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not okay. And we're watching that same Joe Biden that I question, is he in charge? Valerie Jarrett, do you know that name? Valerie Jarrett was one of the chief advisors for Barack Hussein Obama. Valerie Jarrett is a proud, in-your-face advocate of communism, of Marxism. Valerie Jarrett is still one of the key people behind the scenes with the Joe Biden administration. I believe between Barack Hussein Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and others, we're watching the puppeteer pulling the strings, and Joe Biden is the puppet. And this is the finalization of the carrying out of the commitment by Barack Hussein Obama to fundamentally change America. And it is being fundamentally changed. It is a demonic delusion that's being spread today and allowing those that are in powerful positions to be the hands and the arms and the feet and the legs to carry out the task that Joe Biden is the puppet to be carrying it out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the same Joe Biden that's now allowed between 13 and 14 million illegal invaders to cross the southern border. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. You can jump in at any point. Your dialogue and discussion is invited. We'd love to hear from you. Do you believe Joe Biden is really in charge? If Joe Biden is not in charge, who is in charge? Who, in your opinion, is making decisions each and every day? Do you believe that Merrick Garland is an honest broker of truth through the DOJ? Do you believe that Christopher Wray is a puppet for the system? Or do you believe that he's making honest decisions to protect America? What are your thoughts on that? Do you really believe that Joe Biden is cognitively able to make the decisions that's being made even today? But ladies and gentlemen, between 13 and 14 million illegals have crossed over the southern border. Hundreds of thousands of those invaders are from Islamic jihadist countries, and they want to kill all Christians and Jews. That's their words. That's their statement. That's their mindset. In fact, I'm looking at a headline. The real plan of Hamas is to kill every Jew and every Christian on the face of the earth. Christian evangelist Franklin Graham is warning Jews and Christians around the globe to be aware of Hamas's real plan, and that real plan is to kill every Jew and every Christian on earth. The warning comes just a short time after Hamas terrorists attacked innocent civilians in Israel. On social media, Franklin Graham had a video, and it shows, we see Hamas brutally murdering 1,200-plus Israelis, etc. Goes into the details of what happened on October the 7th. Most, ladies and gentlemen, do not recognize and understand that the goal of Islam, the Islamic jihadists, is to kill every Jew and every Christian on the face of the earth. The goal of Islam is to conquer. In fact, the word Islamic literally means to conquer the world. That's the goal. That's the mindset. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to continue right after the top of the hour news as we continue to ask the question, is Joe Biden really in charge? Be prepared. Be ready. Jump on the telephone, 904-831-0917, right after the news. Let me hear from you. Are you concerned about where we're going? Looking forward to our dialogue and discussion on the other side of the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit